APD number 2007-2, J.E. Walls Jr. Trust.
Mr. Lank, on these, help me out, because I can't recall if that's a motion to approve or it's a recommendation to county council.
No, it's a motion to approve, but we make the recommendation directly to the Ag Preservation Foundation.
Okay, so it's approval. It's approval, yes.
Just grant approval, like a subsidy.
Right.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve APD 2007 for J.E. Walls Jr. Trust. The application is consistent with other ag lands that is in preservation, and the application will have a positive effect in the agriculture district.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve APD number 2007-2, J.E. Walls Jr. Trust, for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Does anyone have anything for the good of the order?
I tried it last night. Wish you Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Oh, we're here.
Okay. Well, you get what today we'll accept it. And the same to you and yours.
Thursday.
It's passing down two exhibit booklets for hearings for next week.
Okay.
Just for the record, I did earlier pass out copies of a request for reconsideration for Winding Brook Estate subdivision number 2006-31, South Shore Builders, just for your review. And it most likely will require an opinion from Mr. Robertson as far as the process. They've also applied at the same time for a appeal to the county council, which included a basic waiver from the requirement to do a transcript. I don't know if that's possible either.
I know, Mr. I will tell you the discussion that Mr. Wheeler had, the explanation that he gave to me, and I didn't decide one way or another, but it was, if he wants to apply for reconsideration to Planning and Zoning Commission, that probably wouldn't be heard in time to also appeal to county council. In other words, he'd run the risk of losing his ability to appeal.
Yeah.
And the reason for the request, I haven't read the letter, but the reason for the request he stated to me for the transcript was not so that he wouldn't have to do it, but that he wouldn't have to do it unless the reconsideration was denied, unless he had to move forward with the appeal. In other words, he didn't want to get the transcript now, you know, if it was going to be considered on reconsideration and the commission acted favorably, you know, however that turns out. I think he was asking just for the transcript to be put on hold for now, because there's a time limit for ordering the transcript too in that ordinance.
Yeah, there is, and there's a 30-day time limit in there to get things started.
Yeah, and so I'll take a look at it and talk to staff and Mr. Wheeler.
I noticed Kircher got their booklets to us on early.
Sure did.
Anything else to go to the order?
I have a question for Mr. Lank regarding the land use, the comp plan update. The written plus comments due in what, on Monday?
Correct, the Monday, yes. The 17th.
It's Mondays. Yeah, that's right.
It's supposed to be on the 17th, but that's the goal.
And we will make them available when we get them.
So the goal is the 17th.
Yeah, I'm sure you read the papers. We had an interesting. Did we talk about this last night?
No,
we didn't. We went up to meet with the Livable Delaware Advisory Council, which is chaired by Lieutenant Governor. And almost all the agencies were present. Mr. Baker gave a presentation that lasted probably 35 minutes. And then Paul Driscoll with the RDC gave testimony probably for another 25 minutes, somewhere in that range. And they asked a few questions. Most of the questions actually came from Lieutenant Governor. Everybody seemed, that were there on our behalf, thought it was a good presentation. And that included Senator Adams, Representative Ewing, Councilman President Dukes, Councilman Jones, somebody else, or who did I miss?
I understand Mr. Venables attended by video.
Mr. Venables by video. He gave a testimony. There was somebody else or two. Other than staff. It was about, we had fair contingency. There were a lot of folks that we know have negative comments towards our actions, being some of the environmental groups. Won't mention any names. It wasn't a bad. It was a good presentation. It was very thorough. They were
Environmental groups. Now you just mean like by way of example, like the Sierra Club or somebody
that. Right.
So you mean
by example?
Yeah, from state agencies just talking about.
And all the state, pretty much all the state agencies were there.
Okay.
Even the council weren't aware of some of the things that have taken place over the last 5 years when David got done, because they both said so. I mean, they didn't acknowledge it. And what we can do is we can get copies of the presentation that we gave to council, and we'll get it for the commission. I only have one copy right now, but I can get you a copy, though.
I believe there are extra copies available.
There are copies available. It was a good presentation.
Dave's was very thorough about what had happened in the last 5 years.
He really did.
I've heard that.
He really burnt a midnight oil and got a lot of staff actions to get the information of what's taken place over the last 5 or so years. And it's basically what he tried to base it on, just the last five.
And
your standard Lieutenant Governor felt that it was a good presentation.
Yeah, he was surprised, I think. And they just asked us to work with some of the agencies and try to work out some of what they feel are problems. And it was suggested to us when we went in, before we went in, and that's why the presentation was so thorough, was that we show our accomplishments over the last 5 years, where the presentation they thought we had at SCAT was not very complete.
Mm-hmm. Plus.
Or plus, excuse me.
Yeah. That was a whole different purpose.
Yeah, it was. It was a different. But it was very, it was a good presentation, excellent presentation.
Okay, then. Anything else for good of the order, gentlemen?